Well, I obviously didn't know about it until I got back, and a neighbour said, some comment about loving the holiday pic, so I was just embarrassed, obviously. But again, I was told there was nothing we could do about it.
You also say at paragraph 23, just over the page, that whilst you were in a relationship with Paul, the press photographers followed your every movement.
Yeah.
In particular, you see freelance photographers used to camp outside the house and follow you by car whenever you left the house.
Mm-hmm.
It got so bad that I used to try and lose the photographers by driving around roundabouts several times or by driving into a housing estate so as to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dates you indicate there are 1991 to 1998. Is that the period when it was particularly bad, or is that the only period when that kind of behaviour was occurring?
No, that's when it was particularly bad, obviously.
You explain that you did report this to the police, but were told that they couldn't take much
action. I drove into the police station with one following me, and all the time I was getting out the car, I was thinking, what am I doing? They're going to have a picture of me outside the police station. What story are they going to make up about the fact that I'm in a police station? But I was almost about to give birth then, and said to them, something bad is going to happen here.
So you were pregnant?
Yes, yeah, but at that time they were following me constantly, there was no let up. I think they were just waiting for me to hopefully give birth on the pavement or something. But I drove straight into the police station and said to them, please, you've got to do something. I'm taking risks, he's taking risks, something's going to happen. And I was told there's nothing we can do unless he touches you.
You say this, though. You say, I did notice a slight change after Princess Diana's death in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by a slight change? How long did that last?
They weren't... I think there was some ruling, I'm sure you all know better than me, that they weren't allowed to follow you as much, or sit outside, or come that close to your vehicle if they were following you, something like that. So it definitely it helped. I mean, I used to have them outside the house, where we lived at the time, the children. I lived, they could just stand right outside the front lawn, and there was nothing I could do about it. I mean, after the incident in 1996 at Glen Eagles, I was crawling around on my hands and knees with my arm in a sling just to avoid photographers, and I again once called the police and asked them to come and just ask them to, and they said there's nothing you can do, it's public land.
So you were crawling around on your hands and knees